It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get an endless number of options from slots to blackjack to roulette, table games with live dealers, and more. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Use promo code KSN and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. You play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, are you ready for your questions?
I am ready. I love this. Let's do it.
All right. Just a quick note. Last week, do you know I forgot to announce the winner again in the fourth quarter? Anyway,
I know that because I don't listen to the fourth quarter most of the time because I'm not on it, but that's not surprising, Jim.
No, I swear I'm going to remember this week. All right, let's get started. I'm going to combine questions again here. David from Lancaster and Jeff from Washington, D.C. have similar questions. David from Lancaster asks, what's your thought on adding fake crowd noise if games are played with no fans? And Jeff from Washington, D.C. asked, if football's played without fans this year, what creative ways do you see Penn State or any teams in general trying to create a home team advantage in their stadium? So it's, do you do fake crowd noise, or are there other things you could do to create a home field advantage?
Good questions. Really good questions. And it's funny. It's good timing, Jim. I don't know if anybody saw last Sunday on social media. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I posted a video from my mom's front yard. We went to visit my mom, Jim, and I had my mom do a video of my daughters, my 8 and 6 year old daughters, running a cross dog blitz. And I was the center and I called out everything. Like I called out, hey, we're sliding to the mic, the girl in flowers over here. And then the quarterback told me to change the protection. So we had to slide right. Instead of it being a Liz to flowers, it was a Rip or a Ray to Pinky. And so we had to do that. And then I said, alert cross dog. Then I said, Sunday, because that means the snap count is first count. Like if you ever hear a guy on TV, Jim, say Sunday, that means the snaps being first count. Monday's on one, Tuesday's on two. So just to make sure everybody's on the same page, you don't want anybody to jump. Sometimes you'll say Tuesday, just so everybody knows, hey, we're going on second, we're going on two here, right? So little things like that. So I said a whole bunch of things, and I went up to the camera. I said, we don't need fake crowd noise. Like all that communication that's going on every play, let's hear it. So I am not in favor of the fake crowd noise, but I must admit, I don't think any of us really know what it'll be like until we actually hear it and do it. So I think I'm open to it, but I'd rather hear the players and coaches. I think it's a truly unique opportunity to really be able to hear what's going on out there on the field. So I would say let's start without the crowd noise. And if people don't like it, then they can always add the fake crowd noise. That's number one. Number two, in terms of home field advantage, if there's no fans, I'm not sure there's really much they can do. you're not allowed to pipe in fake crowd noise. So in the interest of clarity, it would be the television networks doing it on the television broadcast, not the actual stadium operation staff actually having the fake crowd noise in the stadium. I'm not sure a lot can be done to give you a home field advantage. Now, you know, in NFL, they'll typically say home field advantage is 3 points. I'd say a point and a half, 2 points is clearly the crowd and the noise. But there's an advantage to not traveling, Jim. There's an advantage to knowing the locker room and knowing the field conditions and knowing the best cleats, etc. So there will still be a home field advantage. It will just be mitigated somewhat. And where it really would come into play for Penn State, for example, would be the Ohio State game, typically the whiteout game. It is the best atmosphere in college football. It is the best home field advantage. It is electric. And if they don't have that, I think that really eats into their ability. It hurts their chances against Ohio State, because that's a significant reason in my mind why, you know, they've played them so well at home over the years.
Very good. This is Jim asking this question, so I understand you correctly. When you at center and you're saying, you know, Sunday or Monday and indicating when the snap is, you're doing that at the line of scrimmage. Aren't you also telling the defensive line the same thing and giving them an opportunity to anticipate the count or have a quicker jump?
Good question. And the answer is yes, if the D linemen are paying attention and if they're smart enough to realize what some of those things are, right? So they're not, you know, they should know that if I say rip, we're sliding the offensive line to the right. They should know if I say Liz, we're sliding the offensive line to the left. They should probably know Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I think if some of them do, Jim, but a bunch of them are kind of oblivious. A bunch of them don't. And it's really more important for the offensive line that we're on the same page as opposed to worrying about the defensive line, you know, being in on our calls. But what you can do every once in a while to throw them off is you can do what's called a dummy cadence, dummy audible, or dummy calls. So that's something you can do to really try to throw them off the scent. So we could say in the huddle, dummy Sunday, or something like that, right? So it could actually be on two, but we might go up there and say Sunday, just to throw them off. So the D-line never really knows whether or not it's a real call or a dummy call.
And I suspect you would be doing that if you suspect the defensive line is listening in and doing that anticipation. All right, let's get to a couple more questions here. Andy from Falls Church says, which of these is the most and least valuable to coaches trying to evaluate a recruit? Watching tape of their season highlights, watching him play a game live, or getting him to camp to measure and time him?
Wow. That's a great question. Who's this question from?
This is Andy from Falls Church.
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. I think, Jim, reasonable minds might disagree on this. I would tell you that I think the number one thing is still how you play in the games. What's interesting about that is I would tell you that watching a full game is more important than the highlights. So if I had to rank them, I would go full game one. I would say highlights two, camp three. But I think some people would put camp maybe ahead of highlights. The issue with the full game part of it is he said full game in person. And so the issue there is you're not able to see everything when you're in person. If you're in the stands or whatever, it's not as good as really being able to watch the tape and go back and forth, back and forth. So I think if I had to rank it, okay, I would say I'm going to add a fourth category. Watching a full game video, that's number one for me. Watching a highlight video is very close with camp, but I'll still say highlight video is two. In-person camp is three. In-person at the game is four. They're really just doing that for recruiting purposes. They're really not doing that to evaluate. They're doing that to say, hey, Coach Franklin was at my game. He really wants me.
Yeah, showing the love, right? Yeah. All right. Let's get to James in Revere, Massachusetts. Did you know, by the way, that's named after Paul Revere?
Yes, I did.
Silent. All right. James asked, if a Penn State football alum were to join James Franklin's staff, who would you want to see in what role?
Wow. Man, there's a lot. It would be very hard for me to narrow it down to just one. Very hard. I guess I'm biased to guys that I actually played with, right? So that would be Brandon Noble as a D-line coach, I think would be terrific. I know he would be terrific. And he coached Temple for a couple of years. I think along the offensive side of the ball, Sam Gash, who remember number 11, the fullback Sam Gash, I played with him in yes. Buffalo. I think he'd be a good running backs coach. I think there's a bunch of them. But really, and this has nothing to do with Phil Troutwine, I think the answer would be Mike Munchak probably as the offensive line coach. He's one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL. If you get him as Penn State's offensive line coach, I think that would really be significant.
All right, some really good choices there, Ross, and I promise we will announce the winner in quarter number four. Stick around for that.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.